Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, August the 19th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first nine of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never ever encounter in the regular media. I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which can be found on the Podbean page to the left under the Links column. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at today's show. Well, today's show is entitled A Good Plan B is Essential, and I'm going to start by giving you details about why the financial system is driving the whole operation of economic wealth and ability to provide for its people into the ground. And I will give you several examples of why there's no going back here. Then I'm going to give you a story, actually, about the sickening pro-establishment bias in the media, which I talk at great length about over the course of the shows. It's very important that you understand why the media is biased, and indeed how it's biased and what to look for. So that's going to be quite a big chunk of today's show. Then I'm going to ask the question about self-driving cars being delayed. Very simply, why? And I hope to answer that question fully in the piece that follows. As usual, it's another scandal, but people don't talk about it and the media don't report it, so it's up to me to fill in the gaps. Then I'm going to have another bash at the lying unemployment statistics, which I do talk about quite frequently, because I like you to know why the mainstream media's attempts to make you think everything is just fine are doomed to failure, and how and why they deliberately fool you. Then I'm going to talk about why the US banks are so behind the curveball when it comes to modern procedures. And the answer is actually very simple, but you will have it on the show. Then I will talk about the trade wars and the US, how China is a key player in the whole worldwide bamboozle, but in the end how everything is manipulated and how poor Trump is totally deluded, I think, through ignorance rather than will. Then I'm going to talk about the corruption at the USDA and why the old food pyramid was constituted the way it was. It's a little piece, but interesting, I think you'll find. Then I have a snapshot of a grim United Kingdom, how things are looking today. The UK is manifestly experiencing a depression, but again, the mainstream won't talk about it. Well, then I'm going to come back to this concept of the Plan B and how empires and big, powerful forces in the world inevitably end, and how this really applies to what we see in the United States today, and why it is essential to have your Plan B actually ready to deploy at this moment. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you independently 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows or some such heading, and I will take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times that we're living in. So feel free to select any 3 shows from the archives, but I do recommend the latest 3 because they give you an insight into how I deal with everyday matters and how I deal with the subjects of the day. Not that I deal with them all, but you'll be interested, I think. Anyway, let me finish by giving you my contact information, starting with my email address, rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's RWL, my initials, Martin1, rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's also, by the way, emblazoned across the top of the Podbean page, so you have it wherever you look. All right, then I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, as I think you know, some of you know. The Facebook page is involved with matters which are not weighty enough to warrant inclusion in the main show. So the address there would be www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Now that's all one word, lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. I also have a Twitter address which takes in the one-liners that are really too short even for the Facebook page, but are nevertheless fun, and I think you should give them a look from time to time. My Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. That's RM for Richard Martin, Wake Up Call. RM Wake Up Call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, that's it from me for today. I will be back on Friday with another synopsis, so it remains for me, Richard Martin, to wish you a wonderful week ahead. Until Friday, take care. Bye-bye.